Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the expansion and the contraction of the being. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we breathe in our first breath, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Expand the diaphragm, lower the rib cage, push out the stomach, and breathe in that life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our second deep breath in, let us be intentional of our time that we are spending together to leave aside any thoughts or concerns about what's ahead of us for this day and just be present in this moment. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the ribcage, push out the stomach. And let the life-giving, energizing breath of God circulate your entire being. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, bring your attention down into your heart center. To that space, that cave, that sanctuary, where we connect with the divine source of our being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 123 from Psalms for Praying, Nancy Mel. To you I lift up my spirit. You who are enthroned in every heart. For as a young child holds tightly the hand of its parent, as those in the throes of disease look to one who brings comfort, so our spirits seek the heart of love, that we might find mercy and forgiveness. Have mercy on us, O compassionate one. Have mercy, that we might turn from our blind and ignorant ways. Too long our souls have been veiled by fear and illusion. Have mercy, lead us to the path of wholeness, that we may know the abiding peace of the Beloved. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, the mystery of life, the ground of our being. As we consciously come into your presence, surrendering all our worries, all our concerns, all the things that distract us from remembering who we are and whose we are. As we leave behind all the things that separate us in our minds from you, for in truth we can never be separated from you. You are closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. You are the ground of being. Your mind is our mind. Your presence is what animates us. Your love and your light is what energizes, inspires, and expresses as us. So as we come into this awareness, consciously, as we come into reminding ourselves of this truth consciously, as we remember that we are one with you and all that you are, and that only as we can connect with you in each and every moment can we be conscious of your presence. So often we drop out of this remembrance, so often we drop out of this consciousness and allow our ego to dictate and dominate our thoughts. So in this moment, we are conscious of our oneness with you. In this moment, we are conscious with your life force that animates our entire being. In this moment, we are conscious that we are one with the infinite intelligence that is everywhere present. In this moment, we are conscious of who we are and whose we are. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we know this truth for ourselves, as we know this truth of who we are and whose we are, as we go forth into this world, let us behold this truth in others, irrespective of whether they are expressing this truth or not. May we see behind the facade of fear and worry and angst that makes them behave in ways that are contrary to who they are at their being. Let us look beyond their hateful words, their actions, to remember that they too are children of the Most High God. So at this time, we hold in our hearts those in need of healing, those in need of comfort, those in need of guidance, those in need of every and anything, both physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. We know that yours is the Spirit, indwelling everything and all things. Yours in the intelligence that knows all things, for the needs of each and every one of us. You know what to do and how to do it. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. For all that ails this beautiful world that you gave us to caretake, we surrender to you that it may be healed along with all its inhabitants. Let us always take a moment throughout the course of this day to breathe in the breath of life, and to consciously come into communion with you, source of our being, for your infinite peace, for your eternal grace, for your endless blessings. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
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 Take a deep breath in. And gently let it out. Take another deep breath in. and gently release. And now take our third and final deep breath in. And release it and bring your attention into the space as we repeat our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
Surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
Enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects
me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, all is well.
All is well.
So it is. So, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for having Sunday Soul Connection. Have a beautiful and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again.